that can successfully cause us to abandon true saving faith. By the way, as a footnote, if someone does abandon it, the faith wasn't real. 1 John says in 2:19, they went out from us because they never were of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But he says, does Paul in his mind, somebody is going to say, okay, no human being can do it. Maybe God can. Maybe God just can get to the point where he's so fed up, or he's so disappointed, or he's so frustrated, or maybe he just knows us so well he doesn't love us like he used to, and he turns against us. Could that happen? Could God do that? Verse 32, Paul says, look, God didn't spare his own son. The Greek verb there, he didn't hold him back. He didn't hold him back. There was nothing that God restrained in terms of the full fury of sin on Christ. So he neither held back his son as the proper gift for salvation, nor did he hold back the fury of his wrath poured out on his son. He didn't spare his son anything. He didn't spare his son the very act of death, and he didn't spare his son any mitigation of judgment. He poured it all out on him. Now, if God took his own beloved son, his own personal possession, and it uses that very phrase, idios, his own personal possession, the one who belonged intimately to him, and if it pleased the Lord, as Isaiah 53:10 says, if it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and if God chose to put him to terrible grief, if God didn't spare his own son, but he says, look back to verse 32, delivered him up, gave him over to the powers of darkness, to death, to sin-bearing, to bearing a curse, to being separated from him, if God gave him up to all of that for us, will he not also with him freely give us all things? All things means eternal blessing, eternal glory. In other words, if he already gave us the greatest gift, his son, won't he give us the rest of what is in heaven as our reward? If he gave us the most, will he not give us the least? If he gave us the best already, will he hold back something good? That's his point. I mean, God already